Hey, I guess that's an introduction to this message. I guess a couple years ago, I got home from school, and my friend, me and him, was come outside and go outside to play right after I got home from school. Well, we were across the road from my house, a house lined up directly over my house. We were jumping on a trampoline. I saw a cop car come by, and I saw it didn't pass the house. A couple minutes later, I saw an ambulance. I'm freaking out. I run over there. I found out my dad had passed away. You know, like something like that happens, you know, you're tortured. You know, something, it's horrible. You don't know what you're going to do. Look at me now. Had my dad not passed away, I wouldn't be here today. I might not be saved, and I know I won't be a preacher. So I said that to lead to this. My outline is called God Has a Plan. See, there's a lot of things that go on in this world that we don't know. Know why it happens. We have presidents that they couldn't care less about God, or there, some of them, they say they're even helping ISIS, stuff like that. We just need to know that God has a plan. My first point is don't ask questions. See, Abraham, there's a lot of things Abraham didn't do in this passage of Scripture. But one thing is, he didn't ask questions. He had begged God for this child, and God finally gave it to him. And if you read that before this passage of Scripture, earlier in the passage of Scripture, Sarah, she didn't believe God could give them the child. So she sat in her tent and she was saying that God couldn't do it, but God did it anyways because Abraham was faithful. Because Abraham prayed, because Abraham believed that God could do it. He didn't doubt that God couldn't do it. And then when he gave him this child, he tells him to kill it. Tells him to put it as a burnt offering. But Abraham didn't doubt God. Matter of fact, it says that Abraham rose up early in the morning. That's hard for some of us to do. I slept till 12 today. But he begged for this child, and then the moment God told him to slay it, to give it up for a burnt offering, he didn't ask why. He didn't say, well, God, I begged you for this child. I wanted this child. Why are you doing this? No, he simply rose up in the morning, and he went to that mountain. And matter of fact, God didn't even give him a certain mountain. He just told him the mountain which he would show him. Sometimes we just need to not doubt God. We need to let God do what he's going to do. We don't understand things either. I can guarantee you that Abraham did not understand why God was doing this. God didn't give him a reason. God didn't say, go do this because I'm going to do this for you. Go slay your son so I can give you this other thing. No, God didn't give him a reason. He didn't understand why God wanted. He just did it. And then there's another thing. Abraham didn't want to do this. And yet, obviously, there's not a verse that says Abraham didn't want to do this. But, I mean, why would he want to do this? He begged for this child, and then God tells him to put it up for an offering. I can guarantee you he didn't want to. But once again, it says, and Abraham rose up early in the morning just to do that. He didn't say, well, God, no, I'm not going to do it. You know, I think this child's more important than anything else I got. I begged for him. You finally gave him to me. Lord, I want to keep him. No, he didn't ask questions. And another thing is you need to just do it when God asks you to do something. Or some things we just need to do. He just did it. He didn't ask questions. As the topic of this point is not asking questions, we just need to do it. And then secondly, we need to rely on God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. I'm gonna quote this. If I say it wrong, then just bear with me. But it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understandings and all thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. We need to trust God. We need to rely on God. There's nothing in this world that can get us through anything we're going through. You can go through a death in your family, and you can go to a psychiatrist. I know when my dad passed away, people were handing me flyers, and I had counselors at school wanting to talk to me, you know, help me get through the hard time. And I thank people for that, but there's nothing like God that can help you get through something. If you look in verse number 8, we just need to trust God. It says, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. So Abraham's son Isaac asked him why he was doing this. So he said, well, we don't have We don't have the lamb that we normally slay. He didn't tell his son, hey, you're the offering. He told him that God will provide himself a lamb. We just need to trust God. And then we see it will always work out. Everything will always work out in our lives. No matter what we see through, we can look at something, and as I talked about counselors and stuff, nobody can just show you that it'll always work out. But we see in verse 12 that it will always work out. Because it says, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. The reason I believe that that God didn't have Isaac or Abraham to put Isaac as the offering at the end where he stopped him. The reason I believe he did that is because he did trust him. Because he did have that faith. That faith that we see in the Bible. There's a few things that you see constantly in the Bible. As Pastor talked about, you only see Calvary where Jesus died one time. But you see constantly people have faith. The Bible shows us we just need to have faith. And we need to have trust and rely on God. And then we need to read the fine print, or look at the things that we see past. We see these things and we're like, okay, that don't matter. We're just going to look over that. But it says in verse 8, once again, it says, Abraham's son, he said, God will provide himself a lamb. God will provide. I believe what we are, as the Bible talks about Jesus being the shepherd, we are the sheep or the lambs. God will provide for us. Then you see it pays off to trust in God. It pays off to rely on God. As in verse 12, it says, I know now thou fearest God. I believe that Abraham earned God's trust right here, or showed God that he would be faithful. As it says, I know thou fearest God. Fear in the Bible, where it talks about fearing God, it doesn't mean actually being afraid of him. It means respect. It says, I know, so in that word, it will say, I know thou respect God, or I now know that thou respect God. Wouldn't that be awesome for God to tell you, now I know you respect me, now I know you trust me, I can trust you with things, I can call you to preach because I know you'll do this, I can tell you to sing that song in church because I know you'll do it, I can tell you to witness to that guy at school because I know you'll do it. If we trust God, he'll trust us. And then lastly, I want to finish with this. I know this wasn't a long message, what God had in my heart. Our plans are not always God's plans. When I announced my call to preach, there weren't many people there from our church. It was a youth retreat. If it was my choice, I wouldn't have actually been there that week. I wanted to go back to Georgia, hang out with some of my friends I hadn't seen in a while. But God made it to where we couldn't afford to go down there, but it was paid for me to be able to go to the youth retreat, so I was allowed to go. We need to go with what God does. We need to just, I guess you could call it coming out of your comfort zone. Some of us, we have a routine. As the pastor says all the time, you know, church isn't supposed to be chaotic. It's not supposed to be like, you know, we're just running around or whatever. It's supposed to have order. But then again, you see like services where we have singing services. That's not because Brother Tim before church decided we were going to sing all service. That's because when we were singing, God started to move. And whenever we have testifying services like that one we had not long ago where probably 20 or 30 people testified, gave their testimony, that's not because Brother Tim or Pastor decided that we were going to do that service. Pastor had his order, had his plan for the service, but God did something else. We need to go with what God does. See, me as being a preacher or Dallas or Levi or Ian, I don't believe he's here tonight. Or Aaron, I don't believe he's here either. But any of us young preachers, especially as far as we need to go with what God does. We could be evangelists our whole life. We could become pastors. We could be missionaries somewhere. Our plan is not always God's plan. Look in verse 3. It says, and Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him. Took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and caved the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place which God had told him. As I said earlier, don't ask questions. I've made it clear that Abraham wanted the son. He was pleading for the son. And then God asked him to put it up for the burnt offering. It amazes me. This is one of my most favorite passages of Scripture. There's a lot of good passages of Scripture. This is my favorite one because it just shows the faith Abraham has. He didn't want to do this. There's a lot of things we don't want to do, but when God tells us to do something or wants us to do something, we need to do it. God has the best plan for our life. As my outline is, God has a plan. God has the best plan for our life. There's people advertising on TV, if you pay me to help you with this, I can make you famous. I can get you a lot of money. I'll be on Facebook and I'll see an ad or something, or it's like, sign up for this and you can make $100 a day just by playing this app or whatever. And they say that they'll make you rich, but nothing compares to earning God's trust. For God knowing that you respect Him and going with what God does. Excuse me. Excuse me. Mouth's dry. Says on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. So therefore, Abraham didn't have a direct path he was going on. God didn't in a sense, give him like a map, or he didn't say, like, if you know, like, with Brother Josh Montgomery preached on last Tuesday, I believe, about tell him to go live in the tent, to move. He did give him a place there. Here, he tells him the land of Moriah, but he doesn't give him a map. And it says right here, it says on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. So therefore, he's going, and he's going the way God's telling him to go. And then he says, on the third day. So after 3 days of traveling, he finally sees this place. God tells him to go. We need to go with what God does. I feel like I should have made that map. I said that like 8 times already. I'll finish with this. Just to hit back on the, back at number 2. Where I said it pays off to have that respect for God. As I said, like, struggling with the call to preach. Respecting God. If you have respect for somebody, use my mom as an example. Say I respect my mom. I'll do what she says. If I don't have her, you see these kids, they're rebellious. We live in a world where the kids are horrible. I go in classrooms. I see kids cuss out teachers. I see all kind of stuff. It's horrible. They don't have respect. If you have respect for somebody, you'll do what they say. If you have respect for somebody, they'll respect you back. You have to earn respect. Respect is earned. Respect is not demanded. Me, I don't deserve God's respect. God deserves my respect. God deserves a lot more than my respect, but it amazes me that's all He asks for. All He asks for is us to surrender our lives. I know I'm getting off topic, but that's truth. That's all God asked for. God gave us His all. And that's what Abraham did here. He was willing to give God His all. There's a song. I really like the song. It's When I Lay My Isaac Down. And I know when you think of this passage of Scripture, you don't think of an outline that says God has a plan. You think of an outline of giving God your all or something of that nature. Laying your Isaac down, as that song says. But I believe that God has passages of Scripture where He shows us things like this, that God does have a plan. See, God had a plan for Abraham's whole life. If you look back before this, Abraham, he was telling his wife that, like Brother Josh Montgomery, he preached on that, I believe it was last Tuesday, as I said. He preached on that God will do it again, and that God is it looks like God is mean to Abraham here, as taking his child, but really, God is very, very merciful to Abraham. As you see, before this, of the, was it, is it the land of Lot? Is that the name of the city of Lot, or I believe that's the city name. If I'm wrong and you know it, then somebody stand up, amen. but it just amazes me how faithful Abraham was. And to just say in closing, we just need to remember, in the hard times, as the preacher that preached Sunday night, he said that his outline being a message you might not need right now. You might not need this outline right now. Especially me being as young as I am, God hasn't really showed me something in my life other than testimony I've showed you. God hasn't really showed me something in my life where I just had to put my full trust in Him. But He will. He will one day. All of our lives, there'll come a time in our lives where we need to just lay back. We need to just remember that we can't do nothing. That we have to have God. That God has the plan in our lives for us. And I'll close with that, Brother Tim.
I don't know if y'all can work it out. I know Miss Paula can sing that when I lay my Isaac down. If you can play it, y'all might can get that worked out. So y'all work that out real quick, and we'll have a word of prayer. Appreciate the word. David, that's awesome. And appreciate a young man God's got his hand on. And I appreciate the good word of God, and I hope you've been reminded tonight. God's got a plan. God doesn't walk into this thing haphazard and not have any plan by what He's got. He's a God of providence. And Romans 8:28 still in the Bible. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to His purpose. That ain't everybody. That's for His people. Them that are serving God. If you're serving God, don't know what's going on in your life, just remember the one in heaven has a plan. Let's stand, our head bowed and eyes closed. Father, thank You for Jesus. Thank You for the good word. Lord, David stirred my heart tonight. God, what a blessing it is to see You with a hand on a young man like that. And I pray, God, You'd just touch hearts. I pray that You'd help one that may be struggling, whatever the need may be. I pray, Lord, You'd just be honored and glorified in the remainder of this service. We'll praise You for what You do in Jesus' name. She's going to sing. If you need to come tonight, you just mind God. If not, you worship the Lord while she sings. My father's proud. All
to find that it wasn't him God wanted me.
Brother David, he's going to be making his way back. Go ahead and go back to the vestibule. I want you to be sure to go by and shake his hand and let him know you appreciate the message and appreciate him and appreciate the good truth. Well, I'll tell you what, David, wait just a minute. Sit down right there for a minute. I forgot something. We need to have a brief business meeting so you can be seated. We ain't voting the preacher or nothing out. We need to have a quarterly business meeting from the fourth quarter.